This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then he says, اتباعُ المرشد الكامل. So الخامس اتباعُ شيخٍ عارفٍ قد سلك طريق أهل الله وعلى يد شيخٍ كذلك إلى أن ينتهي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, basically, you're going to have to find somebody who recognizes this path, who's gained knowledge and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has trodden the path of the people of Allah, himself also under the tutelage of somebody else, and likewise him to someone else, him to someone else, until they get to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we're speaking about a blessed chain. We're not speaking about the new kid on the block. Somebody who comes, randomly studies here and there, starts to criticize everybody, all of the organized and the traditionally established masajid and organizations, right? Okay, they've got weakness with them, right? Everybody has weakness. So the established ways of doing things, the established madaris, the established masajid, they've got weaknesses. Everybody has weaknesses. You haven't proven anything yet. This new kid on the block hasn't proven anything yet. He hasn't shown anything yet. But he does know how to criticize, and he knows how to write. So he criticizes for what? Why don't you first develop a stream or a series of alternatives and then criticize? Then maybe we can see what's better. You're speaking with no experience. It's easy to criticize. And then, because they're quite savvy in the way they discuss things, and, you know, I think this is a temperament thing. Some people are just naturally inclined towards radical individuals because they themselves just want to be different. Initially, they were different because they want to be different from their community. So that's why they may have gone into the wrong things. Now they've made tawbah from that. Shaitan is just giving them another fish to hook in the wrong way. Allah protect us from this. Because if you've got a radical bent, it could be very positive in the sense that you will actually see things that others don't. If Allah guides you, you'll be able to fill in gaps that need to be fulfilled. But if Allah doesn't guide and you're not looking for guidance, you're just looking for fame and gain, then you will be radical. You will start something new, or you will take the newest idea on the block and you will get messed up. Just remember, that's what it is. Some of us are just prone to that to take the weird things. Because maybe we had some bad experience with the status quo. Because of one individual, we're just going to discount the whole thing. It's just quite normal. That's why understand this. This is very important to understand. And I'm saying this after years and years of observing this stuff and maybe being part of some of this myself and being burnt. You know, and alhamdulillah, Allah, I pray Allah's protected. Right? And Allah protect us. But that's why you have to be very careful about just new people who claim things. Right? Because where did they get it from? You think, if somebody comes today and tells me that for 1,000 years, and there was a claim like that, not for 1,000, about 1,200 years, some of the main terms of Islam, some of the main religious terms of Islam, were misunderstood by about 12 years of Islamic scholarship and common people. And now, I'm going to tell you what they really are, the way they were in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And 1,200 years they've been lost, so I'm the next prophet on the block. You might as well say you're the next prophet, right? If you're going to claim something like that for 1,200 years or 1,100 years, nobody knew these most important terms of Islam that our deen is based on. Somebody actually made that claim. Can you believe it? Right? It just sounds absurd. But for some people, wow, man, this guy knows his stuff. He's the next best thing out there. There's a lot of reasons why people get attached to people. A lot of different reasons. If it's not for the right reason, and if the right things are not underlying it, it's a massive, massive form of deception. Because shaitan's always there to mislead. And I think everybody's trying to be the interpreter for for the Salaf nowadays, aren't they? I give you the best interpretation or the best representation of what the Sahaba did or what the earliest generation did. That's where the fight is. That's where all the argument is. Like, everybody's claiming that they've got the best representation of that. The way I look at it is, for me, it's quite simple. Right? It's quite simple. I know it's confusing, but it's really quite simple. Why is it quite simple? Just look at, right? Just look at chains of transmission. Just look at traditions that have gone up. Yes, there will be weaknesses in many of these. I'm not saying they're the perfect thing, no. Right? Because we have weakness. The further we go away from Rasulullah, we're going to be more weaker. Right? We're going to have weaknesses, but that doesn't mean that you need to totally do away with this system. Take the best from it. And even among them, there will be some that will be better than others. You just have to find the better ones, that's all. Just because you've had a bad experience with a weak link doesn't mean it's all bad. Doesn't mean you have to do something else. I don't want to take names and things like that, because I want this to be generic so that we can understand. I don't want to limit it to something. But I hope you can interpret this in your whatever challenges everybody's having or have had, that you can interpret this for yourself. Just so that we are clearer in what we do and we don't get misled in life. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful, because it's one life that we have, right, in this world. And it governs the next life.